Hello, my name's Monkey. I live in this room with my best friend, Joe.
Look out! Here comes Super Monkey!
We play such great games. I can't tell Joe how much I love him, because I'm just a toy, and he doesn't know I can walk and talk. We're the best friends in the whole world. Come on, Joe. Let's play another... I'll play with you later, Monkey. I want to read my book. Oh, no. Not that stupid book again. I'll never forget the day that book came into our lives. Boring book. At first, I didn't think it was going to be a problem. Don't worry, Monkey. Firm and Joe will save you. I was still Joe's number one. At first, the book was just something to play on. Then, he started opening it and turning the pages. And now he's looking at it more and more. And when he's finished with his book, he's too tired to play with me. And it's all your fault, you stupid, stupid book. I mean, what's the point of you? Why does Joe like you more than me? You can't do anything.
You've got it all wrong about books, you know.
Who are you?
My name's Annie Apple. I come from Letterland.
What's Letterland?
It's where all the letters live.
And what are letters?
Why don't you come inside and see? There's no need to be afraid. Letterland's an amazing place. It's full of fun and excitement.
Is that why Joe likes it so much?
There's only one way to find out. Come on. It's this way. Welcome to Letterland.
More books! Hundreds of them!
Why don't you like books?
I don't see what they're for. There's too many black squiggles in them. All they have ever done is stolen my best friend away.
What are books for? They're for lots of things. Ah, come with me and find out. Come on, Monkey. Books are ever so exciting.
I suppose I could have a quick look round, just for a few minutes. Are there really monsters and witches?
Don't worry, you won't come to any harm. Everyone's very...
Hello, Annie Apple.
Hello, Bouncy Ben.
Can't stop. Bye-bye.
Bouncy Ben, are you all right?
I'm fine, thank you. Who put that water there? This was dry land yesterday.
So was that.
Is it always as wet as this?
No, it looks like there's been a flood.
Help! Help! Over here!
It's Clever Cat.
She's stuck on that island.
Cats can't stand water. Can you come and rescue me?
Oh, dear. What are we going to do?
I know. I saw this here earlier.
Well done, Monkey.
Brilliant.
You hold on to that end.
Oh. Monkey, don't let go of the other
end.
Clever cat, you'll have to pull the end in and see if you can throw it back to us.
But it's all webbed.
Doody-doody-dum. A delightful day for ducks.
Dippy Duck, please could you swim out there and rescue Clever Cat?
Of course. Come on, Clever Cat. I'll give you a piggyback.
Don't you mean a ducky back?
I suppose I do.
Yes. Careful. I really can't stand water.
Look out!
Help! Now I'm wet and cold.
Annie Apple has a clever plan. She calls across to Dippy Duck to lend a helping hand. Dippy Duck dives down so deep and gets hold of the rope. If they're to rescue Clever Cat, this is their only hope.
Clever Cat, do you think you can walk along the rope?
I can't cope with getting soaked again.
Look, it's easy. See?
It's easy for you. You've got those strong arms. I've only got my little paws.
Let me show you. You can do it, Clever Cat. That's brilliant.
I'm fine when I'm over dry land. But when I get over water, I can't do it.
This is exciting. I've never had a real adventure before.
Let's go and see if we can help. Hop aboard.
I don't need a lift. Watch me. Whee!
Look out. Dippy, catch the rope.
Oh, no. Now we're all stuck here.
I'm sorry. I should have been more careful.
Don't worry, Monkey. It wasn't your fault. I told you books can be exciting, didn't I?
Things are looking bad.
That's right. Bad. You can read, then.
No. I don't even know what reading is.
It's when you put our letter sounds together to make words.
And when you join my sound,
and mine,
and mine,
you get the word bad.
Bad.
So, that's what you let us do. You make words.
Yes, we make words, and we use the words to make stories.
Eddie, elephant.
Eddie, we need your help.
Thanks, Mr. Elephant.
You can call me Eddie.
Look at all that water.
I wonder if this has got anything to do with the water witch.
I should be getting back before Joe wakes up.
Eh? Joe?
Yes. He's my best friend.
And where is he now?
He's asleep in his bed.
Well done, Monkey. You're catching on. Come and meet some more of our friends.
I really should be getting back. Some other time, maybe.
Please don't go.
Hello, Monkey.
And very soon he's back in bed, all safe and snug with Joe. But how did he see it when he looked inside the pages of the book? There's just one way, we're all agreed. He's starting to learn to read.
No, Joe. Not there. No! The other one. Where's the last piece? I haven't seen it.
Mom? Mom?
I mustn't get too close to that book. I think one trip to Letterland is quite enough. The missing piece. I'm going home. Perhaps just a quick look.
Hello, my friend. I'm Fireman Fred. You couldn't give me a hand, could you?
But I,
You see, one end of this pipe goes into the flood water, while the other end goes out to sea. The trouble is, whenever I start up the pump, most of the water goes back where it started from.
Perhaps if I held on to this end.
Sorry. What if I hold on while you pump?
Okay.
Oof! Oof!
Sorry.
Try it now. That's more like it.
The water. It's all gone.
Thanks to you. I couldn't have done it by myself.
That was Clever Cat's Island.
Oh, you must be the monkey I've been hearing so much about.
I'm sorry. It was an accident. I didn't mean to lose the rope.
Not at all. Clever Cat was very grateful. You helped her back to dry land.
Oh.
Welcome back to Letterland.
Actually, I should be getting back. Joe might be wondering where I am.
Could you give me a hand putting this pump away before you rush off?
Oh, sure.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome, but I really should be getting back.
Hello, Golden Girl.
I'm so glad I found you, Fireman Fred. You must come at once. A terrible thing has happened.
What's the problem, Golden Girl?
It's Jumping Jim's house. It's got wet from the flood, and if we don't do something quickly, it's going to go all soggy and fall down.
Horrible, horrible, quite horrendous, isn't it, MP Ink?
Indeed it is, Harry Hatman.
I've only just made the jam in those jars.
Gosh, looks like we got here just in time.
Those floods have soaked my house, Fireman Fred. The roof's falling to pieces. We've got to get this house dried out as soon as possible. We can start by getting rid of all this water.
We could use the pump.
Well done, Monkey. Off you go, then.
I'll help you.
I think we need to get the rest of those roof pieces off to get them dry, which will also mean the sun can shine down inside the house and dry that out. Let's go. One of Jumping Jim's javelins. Just the job. How about a quick blast from Harry's super hot hairdryer?
Thanks.
You've got it the wrong way round. Right, bring it over here. We must get rid of the rest of the flood water.
Let's go, go, go.
Oh, 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 oh.
Here, here, let me help. Look, it's working.
So is this.
Well done, everyone, and thank you. We'll have that roof dried and back on in a flash.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Just a minute. There's a piece missing.
Is this it?
Yes. How did you get it?
I found it in a book.
Books are ever so exciting, full of most amazing writing. One of the things that Monkey sees is a house that's missing a jigsaw piece.
J-I-G-A.
Oh, jig is for jigsaw. I really must go home and see Joe.
Come and see us again, won't you?
I might. Where is that missing piece of puzzle? Oh, that's strange. And look, Monkey, it looks just like you. Oh, I had such a good time on my last trip to Letterland. I'm not sure I'll go back again, though. Certainly not while Joe's here.
Well, Lucy, flood seems to have gone.
Yes, at long last. I wonder what caused it.
I wonder if it had anything to do with the water witch.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You stay there, Monkey.
I'll be back later.
It's no good. I have to find out how everybody is since the flood. Your Majesty.
Ah, you must be the monkey I've been hearing about.
Must I?
Yes. Clever Cat and Jumping Jim told me how helpful you have been.
Oh, well, it was nothing. I just wanted to come back and see how everyone was.
And meet some more Letterlanders?
Well...
And I know just who we should all go and see.
Who?
Someone whose name begins with the same sound as yours. Munching Mike.
Who is this Munching Mike we're going to see?
He's a monster.
Monster?
That's right.
Just as you're a monkey.
He's a marvellous monster made of metal.
And he's very friendly.
Well, if you say so.
Don't worry, monkey. Munching Mike! He must be down inside his mine. Looks like we'll have to go and find him.
It looks very dark down there.
We need some lamplight. That's why they call me Lucy the Lamp Lady.
Munching Mike?
Oh, ow.
Naughty Nick?
What are you doing to Munching Mike?
He told me to.
Your Majesty, Lucy, I got caught down here when the flood came. Ow! And now I've rusted solid. Ow! I thought Naughty Nick might be able to loosen my wheels so I can move. Ow!
It doesn't seem to be working, though.
Perhaps you'd better stop, Nick.
That's better. But thanks for trying. You can come out. I don't bite.
We can't leave you rusted solid like that. We have to get you out of here.
If we had a hoist of some sort and a net, we could pull him out.
Of course.
Send for Oscar Orange. Lower away, Oscar.
Munching Mike is out, and there really is no doubt. He is pleased to be up top at last. But though he's had a lift, they still can't make him shift. Despite his freedom, he's still rusted fast.
Oh, ow, oh,
It's no use. We'll have to think of something else.
Oil. That'll free his rusty joints.
And I know just where there is some. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Yes, please.
I'm beginning to see why Joe finds the books so exciting.
Don't worry, Munching Mike. It won't be for much longer.
I'm sure Monkey is on his way.
Perhaps I could...
Which way was it? This way, I think.
Not long now, Munching Mike. Not long.
Just a little, Ted.
No, Nick! No!
I'm sure it's somewhere in this direction. Oh. Hello. I'm Monkey.
I'm Poor Peter. Pleased to meet you.
I'm on my way to rescue Munching Mike. He's gone all rusty.
But you're going the wrong way. Munching Mike lives in the Misty Mountains over there.
Oh, no. I thought I should have been there by now. Oh.
Come on, I know a shortcut.
Wait a minute. Can I just get my breath? Oh. Wait for me!
Where is that monkey?
If we don't free Munching Mike soon, he'll be stuck like this forever. Perhaps we could put him back in Oscar's net.
Yes?
Swing him back round over the mine shaft.
Hmm?
And drop him. That'd loosen him up all right.
No, Nick! No!
How'd you like Little Len?
At first, I didn't like it at all. But so many exciting things keep happening. I'm starting to quite enjoy it.
Everyone here is very friendly.
Even the Water Witch.
Well, nearly everyone.
I'm afraid it doesn't look like he's coming.
Oh, what a pity. He seemed such a nice monkey.
Well, we have to do something.
The mine shaft?
I'll try anything if it means I won't be rusted up for the rest of my life. It seems as if we have no choice.
Oh, we're nearly there.
I hope so. I'm all puffed out.
Are you sure about this?
It does seem an awfully long way down.
You're quite sure, Mike? It looks like this is the only way to get me moving again.
Right, let's do it now.
Stand by to release the net, Oscar. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wait!
Monkey!
Am I pleased to see you?
I'm sorry I took so long. I went the wrong way.
I brought him here as fast as I could.
Well done, Poor Peter.
How's that?
And well done, Monkey. Much better. Now I can have something to eat. I'm starving. It's all right, Monkey. I'm not going to eat you. I'm a metal monster, so my favourite food is metal.
Now we must get into Mike's mine and mop up that water before he gets rusted up again.
You don't have a mop, do you, Monkey?
No, but I think I know how to read the word.
Mop. Well done.
Would you excuse me? But I really must get back to Joe. It's a good thing he likes his books so much, or he would have noticed I was missing ages ago.
Oh, look. He's left his oil can behind.
Don't worry. I'm sure he'll be back.
Books are ever so exciting, full of most amazing writing, and Monkey has begun to see why Joe is so keen to read. But what does Joe see when he looks inside the pages of a book? If Monkey wants to know, then he must carry on learning to read.
I suppose I'd better fix that other skate. That's funny. I must have left my oil can outside. Uh-oh! I really should go and look for it. And maybe I'll meet some more interesting letter people. No one here. Well, that's okay. It's the oil can I've come for anyway. That must be where the king lives. Maybe he knows where it is. I've met the king. I wonder if there's a queen as well.
Oh, it's good to sit down at last.
Yes, those floods caused a lot of problems. I wonder what caused them.
Not now. I need some quiet. I don't want to be disturbed by anyone.
Very well, dear. I'll leave you in peace.
A bright red rake. Just the thing for Robber Red.
I mustn't be too long. Joe will be back in his room very soon. That's a funny-shaped window. I wonder what's up there.
Be quiet, you pathetic people. I'm trying to sleep.
Ow!
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 Are you all right?
What's all this noise? So, Robber Red, up to your old tricks again.
I really don't.
Trying to run away with my red rake.
But he wasn't.
And it looks as if you have a new partner.
Who?
You.
Me? But I was only...
Silence!
And I really should be getting home.
Home? Home? You're not going anywhere, you little monkey. You both tried to steal my red rake, and you're staying right here until I decide how to deal with you.
Joe. Monkey? Where are you? I'm sure I left him here. Monkey? Monkey? Mom? I can't find Monkey.
I'm sorry, Monkey. This is all my fault. I didn't mean for you to get into trouble. I wasn't really taking the rake anyway. I was just borrowing it for a long time.
But isn't that stealing?
I'm trying to reform. I really am. But sometimes I fall back into my old ways.
I'll deal with you in a moment, Robber Red. But first, the monkey.
Your Majesty, Monkey didn't...
Silence! I don't know where you've come from, you meddlesome monkey. But you certainly won't be going back there for quite some time. Lock him up and throw away the key.
But you can't. Joe? Joe? Monkey. Where's my monkey?
Lock him up and throw away the key. Throw away the key. Throw away the key. Hello, monkey. I'm Sammy Snake. I've come to get you out of here.
You mean I can go home?
Seems unlikely. But the Queen has decided you'll be more use outside, doing things.
What sort of things?
Come with me, and you'll soon find out.
Hello, I'm Tickin Tess, and this is my Tillytouch Tower.
It's a very tall tower.
Yes, and it needs a fresh coat of paint. The Queen said I was to give you some hard work to do, and here it is.
Oh.
Poor monkey. He did try and steal the Queen's red rig, remember?
Your Majesty, you must believe me. That monkey had nothing to do with your red rake nearly disappearing.
Really?
Yes. In fact, I wasn't even going to take it myself. Well, I was, but then I changed my mind. I was going to rake up your leaves and put it back.
The wind's getting up. Yes.
Monkey, you'd better come down.
I can't hear you.
It's time to come down.
Oh, okay.
Does this mean I have to go back to the palace prison?
No. You can wait here until the wind stops, and it's safe to go back up again. Hello, Uppy Umbrella.
Hello. Mind if I shelter here for a while? I have to be very careful when it gets windy.
Why?
Because if a sudden gust of wind gets under my umbrella, I could get up. Up and away.
Uppy, are you all right?
No, I'm not.
I'll tap into my telephone center and call for help. You stay right there.
I don't have any choice. I'm stuck. Hurry up. Oh, we have to do something right now.
It's too dangerous. This wind is really strong.
I'll save you, Uppy.
Monkey, don't. Come back down. It's far too dangerous.
It's all right. I'm a monkey. I'm good at climbing.
We got Tessa's emergency call. Is that monkey up there?
Yes. Do you know him?
Don't worry. I'll soon have you down.
Thank you so much, Monkey.
I thought I left instructions for you to paint this tower.
I was. It's just that...
So you deliberately disobeyed me?
Yes.
In order to risk your life and rescue Uppy Umbrella?
Yes, that's exactly what he did.
Well done, Monkey. The King has told me that you've already been very helpful in Letterland.
Oh, yes.
And Robber Red has told me that you had nothing to do with trying to take my red rake.
Oh, yes.
So it seems as if I will have to let you go.
Oh, yes.
And then he brought back his oil can to save Munching Mike, who was seized up with rust.
Rust. Rust. Like that.
Your reading seems to be coming on very well. And you'd better take this back with you.
I hope you'll come back to Letterland again.
Yes, but now I must get back to Joe. He'll be wondering where I am. Bye!
Right then, Robber Red. What are we going to do with you?
I really, really must stop being a robber and reform for good.
Honestly, Mum, I have no idea at all what happened to that oil can. Joe is really enjoying his book. I think it's time I had another go at mine. Maybe there are still some people I haven't met. I think I thought these books were all stupid at first.
Hello?
Talking flowers?
Of course. This is Letterland. Anything can happen here.
Yes. Sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. I'm Monkey.
I know everyone's talking about you and how very, very helpful you've been.
Oh...
I'm Vase of Violets.
You look thirsty. Would you like some water?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
I'm surprised you're short of water after that big flood. Did they ever find out why it happened?
No, but everyone thinks it has something to do with the Water Witch.
I've heard about her.
Would you like to meet her?
I've never met a witch before.
Very well. Now's your chance.
All right. Let's go.
There she is.
Who are those children?
They're Max and Maxine. They're cousins. They're both 6 years old.
It looks as if the witch has captured them.
Very possible.
I have to rescue them. But how?
Perhaps Yellow Yo-Yo Man can help.
Hello, Monkey. You would like to see a trick, wouldn't you? Yes?
Is that string very strong?
Oh, yes.
May I borrow your yo-yo, just for a mo?
Yes, of course you may.
Don't worry, kids. I'll save you. Everything's going to be fine. Just grab hold of my...
My washer.
Phew! That was a close one.
My watermelon. What are you playing at?
I'm not frightened of you. Let those children go before you turn them into frogs or toads or...
Or very helpful children.
What?
She's not making us stay here.
No, we're helping.
Let me explain. The other day, I decided my windmill needed some new wallpaper. So I did a wallpaper spell. Unfortunately, the spell went wrong somewhere. and I ended up with a walrus instead of wallpaper. My water wells fill themselves up all the time, but the water escaping from the holes caused the big flood. Fortunately, Max and Maxine came along just in time. They stopped the water while we waited for my good friend Zigzag Zebra to go and get 2 water well plugs. And here she is.
I whizzed back as fast as I could.
And now everything's back to normal.
Oh, I see. Sorry about your washing and your watermelon.
That's all right.
Are there many more of you?
No. I come at the end of the alphabet.
I've had such fun, and everyone's been so friendly. I shall miss you all, but I really must go home now.
Before you go, Monkey, we've written a special book just for you. You can look at it whenever you like and remember all your new friends here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But I really must get back before Joe realizes I'm missing. Monkey in Letterland. It's about me.
Hello. My name's Annie Apple.
And I'm called Bouncy Ben.
You can call me Clever Cat. I'm Dippy Duck, helping where I can.
I'm Eddie Elephant, everyone's friend.
Come back and see us again.
Don't forget, I'm Fireman Fred.
Your good friend Golden Girl.
I wear a hairy hat on my head.
I'm Impy Ink, all in a whirl.
Just a minute, I'm Jumping Jim.
Come back and see us again.
Call me Kicking King, if you like.
I'm Lucy, the lady with the lamp.
I'm Metal Monster Munching Mike.
I'm Naughty Nick, I am the champ.
I'm Oscar Orange, obviously.
I'm Paul Peter. That's plain. A pleasure to meet you, Monkey.
Come back and see us again.
Please keep quiet for the quarrelsome queen.
I'm called Robber Red, but I know stealing's mean.
I'm Sammy Snake, and I wish you success. I type in the tower, and I'm called Ticking Tess.
I'm Uppy Umbrella, and I love the rain. A pleasure to meet you, Monkey.
Come back and see us again.
Vase of Violets, very nice to meet you.
Water Witch, I'm here to greet you.
We're Max and Maxine. We'd like to say hi.
Yellow Yo-Yo Man.
Zigzag Zebra, and I'm Shy. Come back and see us again.
Please come back and see us again.
Now I see why Joe likes books so much. It's just a shame he doesn't like me anymore. Monkey, where are you? My monkey. He does care for me, after all. Maybe it's possible he can like books, and me as well. Come on, then. Hurry up and find me. I shouldn't do this, really, but... Monkey! I'm so glad I've found you, Monkey. I don't want to lose you ever, ever again. You see these, Monkey? They're letters, and when you learn to put the letters all together, you can read.
But how do we see them when we look inside the pages of a book? There's just one way, we're all agreed. We're glad we're learning to read.